Ohio's primary election, it's about a month away, and the races are starting to heat up with signs going up around town and ads showing up on radio and television stations. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about Speaker of the House John Boehner's reelection bid. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So John Boehner usually has no trouble getting reelected. What do you expect this year?
Realistically, I mean, you have to say John Boehner is going to be reelected. I mean, he's been reelected by large margins ever since he was first elected in 1990. The 8th Ohio Congressional District, which he represents, is heavily, heavily Republican from Butler County all the way north of Dayton to Miami County. It's a Republican district, and they've been electing him for a very long time, which is not to say that he doesn't have some trouble this year.
Well, he's doing something he doesn't usually do. He's spending money on political ads.
Right.
Why is he doing that this time?
Yeah, he's spending about $125,000 on TV ads, and he's got radio ads, too, in the Cincinnati and Dayton markets. And this is very unusual for him. He did it in 2010, and that was the year that the Republicans took control of the House and he became Speaker. But ordinarily, he doesn't do this kind of thing, and there's a reason for it. And the reason for it is that the Tea Party groups, the Tea Party activists, are very angry, very upset at John Boehner. They think he's compromised too much with the Obama administration, with the congressional Democrats, and they're actually spending money in the district. One of these Tea Party national groups is spending money in the 8th Congressional District to try to tear him down.
So along with doing that, there are some people that have filed
right.
to run against him in the primary. Is it formidable competition?
Well, it's competition. I mean, there are three people, and none of them are very well known. There are three Republicans running against him, one of whom has substantial support from this National Tea Party organization. Any one of these people, I don't believe, is capable of knocking off John Boehner. Let's get that straight. But if you put all of their votes together, it could end up being embarrassing for him. You know, he's had opposition before in primaries, but he's always won with over 80% of the vote. And that may not be the case this time. So that's one of the reasons why I think he is out there on TV and radio doing a real campaign.
How big a margin does he need to look good?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think, he's done over 80% in the past. I think anything below that would probably be embarrassing to him to a certain extent. But, you know, as I say, these three candidates who are running against him are not very well known. They're not household names at all, but they will get a certain number of protest votes of people who are not happy with Boehner, Republicans, that is.
Now, last week, we also heard Cincinnati made it through the first round of cuts to host the 2016 GOP convention. Do you think the city still has a chance?
Yeah, I think the city still has a chance. I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, they pared the cities down from 8 who submitted bids to 6. So they still have 5 cities that they're competing with: Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Kansas City, and Las Vegas. I think Kansas City, personally, I think is probably the biggest competition because, like Cincinnati, Kansas City is in a swing state in the presidential election. The Republican National Committee is going to send its people here sometime in May to take a look at the facilities, take a look at U.S. Bank Arena, take a look at the downtown hotels, look at the plans they have to handle the unbelievable numbers of media from all over the world who will be coming in for this, and to try to determine whether or not Cincinnati can actually handle it. The Cincinnati people are convinced that they can and that they can put on a good show.
And why do you think Cincinnati and Cleveland stayed in, but Columbus did not?
That's very strange to me. I mean, Cleveland obviously has a lot of experience with large conventions, and they have the facilities. They have Quicken Loans Arena, which would be an excellent venue, and it has easy access. They have the hotel space. They have the other attractions around downtown Cleveland that could help them. I kind of thought Columbus might make the list, but to tell you the truth, I'm not sure why they didn't.
Well, Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.